Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 1st, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we bring this message to you from our home, where we have prepared it this morning and now share it through the podcast in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. Today's message is titled simply Prayer. And we especially have in mind today, at least here in the United States, a national day of prayer when believers are encouraged to pray for their country. We know we have readers and I would assume listeners as well from other countries of the world, but it's always a good time to be praying for your country. The scripture text is Galatians 6, verse 9.
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Last night I watched a few minutes, and in fact Brooksine was with me, I believe, for this portion of a broadcasted committee hearing held in our state capitol in Harrisburg. A group was presenting their case for a very sensible moral position, one which would have not even been an issue less than 10 years ago. The lead spokesperson for the group was a mild-mannered lady who thoughtfully and graciously presented her case. One of the state senators, a vile man who is retiring due to his involvement with corruption, lashed out at her in a vicious and cynical verbal attack that I found extremely difficult to even watch. I felt for this lady, scores of others who seek to do good in a culture that is in a deep and rapid moral decline. It's easy to become discouraged and weary under these circumstances. Today is a national day of prayer here in the USA, as I mentioned in the beginning. Daily Encouragement Net, of course, is sent to believers in many different countries all around the world and is written for the spiritual edification of all true believers and followers of Christ, regardless of where they live. I am unaware if other countries may have official national days of prayer or not, but I pray they do. I genuinely believe this is a very important day in my country, a country where God has providentially ordained that I should live out my life here on this earth.
Organized efforts for prayer are held in large and small communities throughout the U.S. Here in Lancaster County, we have a very well-organized and focused prayer task force. The event began last night with the countywide youth rally, and all through today there will be Bible reading and intercessory prayer at a large city park. Of course, many communities have events as well, all throughout the county, and Stephen and I recall more than once that we gathered with just three or four individuals praying together in the noon hour.
It's taking place, in fact, all over the country. What we recall, and we didn't put this in a written text today, but it was up in New England, and I remember it was Marita Murphy, a dear older lady in the church, and I believe Joyce Reed, that would gather, and Brooksine, the three or four of us in a stair downtown, and we didn't have a whole lot of ministerial cooperation in that town. We know there were several other churches that did preach the gospel, but it was pretty much a barren area, but we prayed. Well, going back to our written text today, all this effort made in our county, around the country, is it worth it? I'm sure I'm not the only one who turns that question over in my mind at times. After all, the moral and spiritual continues to decline.
I believe the daily verse, although it's not specifically related to prayer, addresses this question. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. In prayer, as in other acts of obedience to God, we are sowing in a manner ordained by the Lord. When we pray earnestly to the true God of heaven through His Son Jesus Christ in faith and humility, we are doing good. Prayer does not always result in an immediate harvest, but we have a wonderful promise that we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. This harvest, or reaping, will take place in the proper time ordained by God. Speaking of we will reap a harvest, we are the people of God. The harvest is ultimately spiritual and eternal. The moral decline may very well continue and judgment will come, both in this life and in the life to come. The people of God in past generations experienced punishment as a result of their sins. Consider the godly remnant who lived at the time of the fall of Jerusalem during the time of Jeremiah.
So let us encourage you today, wherever you live, to continue to call out to the one true God. Whatever your circumstances, however serious your situation, we consider believers. We noticed from a survey we had several from Kenya. We know that country's had some tremendous turmoil the last several months. Regardless of how long you've waited, keep believing and obeying. Keep praying, for we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Let's pray together. Father, we ask you to be merciful to our land because you are a loving, forgiving God. You have called on us, your children, to be a people of prayer and devotion. We pray for our land, for our world, to repent of neglect and defiance of your commands. We come against the powers of darkness that seek to extinguish the light of your salvation that brings help and hope to weary souls in this life and secures their eternal place in heaven. Help us not to grow weary in our intercession, for we want to be faithful in prayer so that at a future date we will witness the harvest of souls. We pray for your will to be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Brooksie and I have prayed together this morning. We have not gotten out in public yet today, but we just two people praying, and we join our many daily encouragement readers and listeners all around the world. Well, we're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message, of course, we prepared and stated earlier for Thursday, May 1st, 2008. We do have a beautiful picture on the site today that a friend of ours took, Howard Blickfeld, of a staircase. And I'm not sure exactly what relationship it has to the message, but in light of what we were trying to communicate, it really seemed fitting. It's a staircase taken in Charleston, South Carolina. We also want to point out that last week we had asked our readers and podcast listeners if they'd like to assist us in our ministry by filling out a brief survey, and many of you did so, about 200. And we do have a summary of the results of that survey up, and it may be helpful. You may just find it interesting to read, but it may also be helpful for any of you that might be having technical problems in regard to the podcast. We were pleased to note that almost all of our respondents indicate that our voices were clear and that the music was balanced properly. We're not professionals by any means. It was interesting. One person noted my voice, and I have a gravelly, raspy type voice all the time, and also apologize for the periodic times when I've coughed. In fact, today Brooksine was having quite a time and had to excuse herself. We do not have professional equipment, but we're grateful that most of you did note, at least in your observations, clear and music was balanced. We're thankful for that. Have a blessed day today. Again, our website, and there is a link to the results of that survey on the site today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Continue to keep on praying.